And then when it's done, you can push it again, I think.
Alright, should I put any, like, announcements in the beginning so people know what we're talking about? This whole name is...
Hey, Zav.
Kabuve.
I'm not going.
Oh my god.
We'll stall the recorder for the meantime. So this reminds me of a story about when Zakaria tried to make coffee.
No. You have to tell your story now. It was, hold on.
It's going to become like a Hanukkah teller story. You know, at the beginning of one of those books, it says, like... Someone once asked me, are all your stories true? I said, yeah, they're all true. Some of them just haven't happened yet. Funny definition of true, but...
Some of the facts of the story have been changed to protect the identity
and to make it more dishwashing.
Down on the date. I'm trying to forgive from the Yom Tov Sheni. From Galiyev, Rosh Hashanah, on, like you would expect, the Gansa, Sakamatari over here, draped around the Dinfan of Be'ah. The Shaila is, if it's not on the Esh Tatar from Yom Tov, what's the din on the state of Tatar? And the Gemara Machlekes, the Gemara Basti says that it's Aser. And Rav says it's Mutter. You get the Machlekes, Chnein. So it has to do with this Kedush Achas, the Shtei Kedushai, Nashi's Mazbir, Echmein, if it was Pashas. That we don't know which day it is. So Lamai said, Savatim Aitz Vachumra, Achura, okay. Or Pashas the Chachamim, whatever reason, they didn't, you know, suffice with Pashas that the people would. Just, you know, the Bimusyaches to the day of Yontif with the Agam Meina Klalim from Savagdai Tuchamra, but they codified it and formalized it, and they were Matil, Patimadrabanan, I'm saying a Kedush, a Yontif Madrabanan, and that's axiomatic Pashat in the Gansa Sugya, that if Taka, that there was a Hatala Pashat of a day of Yontif, the Vaday, so then it becomes Yom Arichta. Becomes Yom Arichta, so in the middle, the Yisurim, the Tzchaf, the Be'ah, the Ashtar Tag, Chab Tzachibur to the Tzveta Tag. Moshe Kin Rav, he holds that, no, this is Fakat, there was no Tachana. The Maitre Rabbasi, the Gemara Chaus Rabbasi in the Stira, right, because he was Mavdil, Achmein. Obviously, not so partial. It was one day. He did the chumrah. The mitzvah paskin min who like Rav Basti or like Rav. That's one of you Rav. Rav tells us Achmein. So it's not the kedusha achas the regedinu from Yotef. In fact, the Rashba, with Rav Basti nishmalanu the fakert if you see a culture gain, right? If Rav Basti who was only chayshesh for a suffix to limit havdala, because he was out of the chumra. So kol shekain us. Right? We have to medaf Iceland from Basti. So I'm saying Chmein, I get done. Say to it, and the state of teretz is Chmein. He makes the tali in the machlokas tanayim. That's the teretz is saying. He says he was he wasn't chayish. He wasn't chayish for zilzul. He was only chayish for zilzul, right? It's a stickle. We should do like a Vasi, right? They're not arguing about that, right? Let Rav Batzi be Pashat Maradach Lanu. And it's, but, oh, he wasn't Chayesh, so, like, I'm saying, Hagufa, I'm saying, but Rav Batzi, I'm saying, why are we deviating from the Hanhag of Rav Batzi? Right? Because then the Gan Sakasha, and the Zalais learned from Rav Batzi. Nice, okay, come in. So nice, just things like that. Maybe just to be matim pashut divi harashba, be mitzvah. On the other hand, I'm like, Eshtin's is pashut that chmein lemaisa. There's a certain zolzol in mikav dal chmein, so that we don't do that. But lemaisa, why did Rabasi do it? It was I. So Rabasi lemaisa, egefir to pashut yantif ab lechumra. Kedush and Richter. There was Yom Richter, there was Kedush Achas, and there was a dogma like the day was up on the Sveta Tog. Right? He had the Chumras of Mamish of Yom Richter. And the male is Shaykh that Kilu Dan Hanhog of Yom Richter, Rabasi had, he Ilu Faket was Mimayit, mitigated and diminished any Zilzol. The Gans of the Maise, he said Abdallah. But the Maise was the Gans of Taikif the second day. Of Mamash Yom HaRichta, so Lamaisa, the Anhagis and the Dinim of Yom HaRichta, Ki'ilu Faker, it's mitigated and diminished the Chshash of Zilzum. Ashain Kein Lanu, that we're not Chayshesh for Yom HaRichta. So for us, Taka, it's going to be a Zilzum. And Basi was going to see Tassai that he wasn't Chayesh for Zilzum because it was Tava B'tzida that he had. That the Yom HaRichta, so the Maisa that gave it a chumra that sort of mollified the chshash zolzom. Hashem came lanu that we don't have this Yom HaRichta chumra, so it's more negay lanu. The sveita machshon I had, pashut. This is much like this in the Gemara. The Maisa Yichmei that Rabasi, that he knew, right? He knew. This was his hanhagel, this was Zayn hanhagel. So Yachid, Beseder, Machtav Zim Seng, and Simmer, Bayam and Shtov, Begamachtav Dola, so Beseder. But Lanu, we're making a Shulchanach for Klal Yisrael, right? What happens if the end of the first day of Chmein of Meir, I'm saying that the Chazan, you know, makes a fest to Havdala, right? Hamavdal being Chazish Lechol, that Avad, that's about the design. The design is zilzul. So other from Sayyid Nachim, why talk that we're different than Rabasi? Either because Rabasi the Maisa, he had the Dan Hagel Chumra of Yom HaRichta, which diminished the zilzul because Fakaret that was the grace of Chizuk, the grace of Chomer, the second day, or partially it was Dan Hagel V'Yachid. So then, that's again a tzivah. I'm saying Machta Gans of Shulchan Aruch. Right, the Ashram wants to say everybody Shanei Kavdala, that's Taka Zolzol. So the Maisa, it's not a kasha from the Vatsi, why we don't do that. Actually, that's just a beer pashat in the Divrei HaRashba.
Similar Svara by Para, that because they were makel to have it by Sful Yom, so therefore they had to have all these chumras.
Right, like, right. We saw the Namasechta by Muksa, when on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right, same idea. Right.
So once you're makel, then you have to have all these
chumras. Right, exactly.
But Rashi wasn't being makel. So
exactly. Maisa, that's in Zach. So I had already interesting. The Maisa, Rabasi, he was Kavir, he was the Adina B'Kavir, the Archa. The Maisa, Pasha, what's main to us? The Maisa, Zgar Machokas Vishainim. Zgar Machokas Vishainim, there are the Ritzvah, I think, Kabach and Shitim Kabetzat. And Zach, that Pasha, I'm saying, the Halpach, it's not the Machokas, the Halpach, not the Luach, Pasha. They were kaveya the chadash and the luach. Memela he was the yedina the kaveya the archa. Lamaisa the Rambam kadai to see inside and Sarah Gimel and the Chizkidus Hachaydish is mavur that this Rav and Abaya, Rav Asi given 3 years from Rav and Abaya, given the Meroyim and Meshachayim, they're Mekadosh Alpiriyo. So it's not shaykh to say that. The Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah, the Mavur like that. So what does it mean that they were Yedin and Kedir Diyach, according to the Rambam? And the Rashi is also Mavur, as they, you know, that he knows, Rashi's Mavur, that he knows when the Cham, when the Levan is nearer, the Yom Shloshim, the Lav, the Gezag, and the Gezen Shvet, and the Chazam Sefer, which is not the Chizeh, it's the Chmein, that Lamaitza, the Kash Pasha, he knew, but the Lamaitza, they're being the Kash Levan Alpiri in Yushalayim, so who cares what they know, it's not when the Levan is nearer, it's when when Bezin says, Mekudish, Mekudish. So the Gazak, that Lamaitza, Alpiroi, Ruba de Ruba, Lashon Chassam Sefer, Chmein, that they did it when it was nearer, that Taka the Eidim came, and they were processed. Blayed Hayam Gadol, right now before that there was just, Ezez Man Ma'at, right before Shkia, right? That there was time to process them, Lamaitza, Alpiroi, that was done like that. So Lamaitza, the kind of philosophin, Taka, that it was done, then the itayim of his mana, and thus make the basti that lamaisa. He knows when it's near memela. He could falazach that lamaisa holds in taira. You know what I'm saying? You matin eis atesha day right. You know what I'm saying? It's a kind of, you know what I'm saying? Vinein fashas is all pirat. So
you kill him.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's it. Yeah. Vinein fashas. So lamaisa is nistavander. Achmein, Raif is Chal Zari Kula. So, Maitzi had a Rach, and Taka Efreta Zayn, and the guard of the Bekiyas was going and discerning and knowing and having an idea when the Levana is gonna be near him. Maybe this is Shukum Zutak and Rashi, it was something like Yisrael pointed out, and Rashi Achmein, when he says that we keep it Misafik. What's the gan's ice trick over here? I mean, it's not the right machamra. What's the whole arichos? What's the arichos? Some say v'chmina al pi raiv taka. He had taka a recht. Recht to taka to neman that it was that day. I mean,
didn't that way if it's he knew.
Yeah, Nachnami. Nachnami. I know you have to say that he's going on the people that would know.
I might be telling the Girsa and Rashi. I think that my Gemara and your Gemara have machlokas if it's Hechmiru or Hechmirum. But we'll see the way you have it. With Hechmirum, it could be that in Akhenami for himself he wouldn't. But the Chachamim were worried about the suffix that everyone else has, because they're not going to figure it out, and they were machmir on the other people. So yeah, in Achanami, for themselves, they taka weren't machmir.
Yeah.
Me daigas a suffix of everyone, we know it's really a rove, and we know, but me daigas that everyone else is going to have a suffix, we were machmir on them to say to keep two days.
Kind of zayim. It's just, in Akhopanim, it's a very interesting lashon, tarachin.
It's
proving later in time when
right. When it was Taka, not Alpiriya.
Right.
And it's the Yin Sidi Erka.
Okay, the Mites, Gan Shasant. It's not the Zachov, Yechmein Rosh Hashanah, even though Rav says that it's many texts, the Kedusha, that's in Rosh Hashanah, this is there's a day in the Gemara, not like that, Rosh Hashanah also is Shtei Kedusha, it's Balkol Panim. Rav says, even though Yantiv is Shtei Kedusha, Rosh Hashanah is Zain Kedusha, what much now. Pashut Gevenim, an era of Hashut in history. Right, the pashut gebitten pashut the ganze zach over here. What happened that they were miskalkul b'shir? I mean, so what mekabel idos min a milchum b'ayla? Right, I'm from places near Shaina. What's given the ganze problem? But it's given a kelkol, right, with the kabbana, it's with the shir. So nice that the chacham had a seba pashut nisim mekabel zayin idos. What's that to do with anything? So a nice. Does that ice could come in Pashut sing a massive of potential zilzol? That's was gebitten. You know, the Pashut, because now you're in a massive where you know there's not going to be Rosh Hashanah. So people, before that, nobody's going to do malacha, right? Before the takana, because they know that the Edom could come, right? So you're not going to take out the smoke, because in 5 minutes, the Edom could come, or in an hour, it'll be retroactively Rosh Hashanah. But Hashanah that. They kill them in the takana, not to cobble them. So there you go, you're lighting up your cigarette, which would be fine. Besides, next year, it could be. What?
It's fine.
You mean those days, you mean most people smoked? Okay.
Yeah,
I hear. Okay, you still your chmein, you can't do anything. Light up, you know, the lighting.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hear that's a good horror.
In your mug.
So the shaila is pasha shaila. I mean, what happens when the chum said, okay, there's the kedusha achas, and this is an Eretz Yisrael. In the Galut, the Cheshbin is that you're always being Cheshish for that. Okay. So the answer is all. When is it that has Kedush Achas? When the Edom come, Minam Min Cholamayla. Okay. What happens if they don't come, Minam Min Cholamayla? What happens if they come on the 31st? They're coming 31st, not coming to the same. Not coming, they don't come on the 30th. What's the Rabbi Brodsky?
We said it would still be Kedush Achas. Anytime they come past, and then anytime they right, they pass. They didn't come until Mincha.
Okay.
So we know Bevados that today is not Yontif.
Okay. Do you have you saying that from you have Rishonim on your side. You have Misvar. You're saying that Misvar. Okay. So Brodsky says that Misvar. And
I think it's we didn't find it.
Well, no one said it before. It's just I think in some Cheshbon in the Rashba,
yeah.
I think it was like necessary to say.
So it's Gifunin Rishonim in the Rashba before like that, and the Shlokim with Rabbi Yosef, and Taisus over here. It's Mavor like that.
Right.
However, Rashi is not Mashma like that. And if you look at the
okay, we went back to Rashi.
Okay, we couldn't even argue about it. The Rashi on Davav is the Gears of the Fanenu is klar like you said that it would be, and the Maram and the Marsha changed the Gears.
Wow.
Or Lane and I, and even without referencing Rashi. So the Achayin and Pasha to them is Pasha that Taka would only be Menchum Amayla. Okay, but if they came on the 31st, then it would be Shnei Kedushay. And the Dalai Rishayim Mamash are explicit about that, and me and Zecharia Gamanachnu Sat Misvara. The ganze takana is Pashat. It's not the Edom Bepayel. That are the Siba for the Gezera. It's the massive of being in a Nishma Kabbal Zayin.
Right.
This Makabal Zayin the Eidos, whether the Eidim come or not.
Right.
So forget it. I mean, we believe the Tanachim Gagal Pasha, what would be.
On the Ma'amin Rasha.
Yeah, what would be the Sfar for that? I mean, Pasha Tanachim. So Chipasti, the found the Ritva Taka in Echmin Erevin, the Flamitas Manalev. So he's in the Vor. that the chmein. I didn't have time to. I hope to think it right. This is the ino chmein. It wasn't called tzarich. Look, but that when the edim come and mishum shuras hadin, it should be Rosh Hashanah. Navasi, not mekabel them. Okay, so then they said taka. They gave it a din of a vada. In other words, taka. What was the gan sakasha? But why do we think it goes to be far? Because it's the gans of the kana. Listen, you're shining before. That's what I'm saying. It's the zilzal. What's the zilzal? The zilzal is because now, in other words, now you have an afsharot to do malacha. That's the zilzal.
Right.
That would be what the zilzal. Okay, because next thing you do malacha and you're going to get mixed up. And chmein. So that afsharot is niskayim, pashut with the mere time frame, the tkufa of not being mekabel the eden, not the eden bepoil. So the vid doesn't like still pashut. It's not the nuknuk. It's pashut since mishuras hadin. I don't know if it's the tzivzul or the tzulayim. But since the ma'isi you have the eden, and if you would be mekabel the eden, it would be Rosh Hashanah. So tzulib dam takad acham said medafirin Rosh Hashanah that hagam that we're not being mekabel them. Since Mishur Sadin, it's very interesting.
Like far, it could be what's done
yeah,
today.
Yeah, but like Mishur Sadin, I mean, Lamaisa. I'm saying Rosh Hashanah needs the Kabbalah of the Eidim. You know what I'm saying? You know, what would happen if the Eidim, they're running to beds and the guy, you know, he fell, he broke his foot. I'm saying, like Mishur Sadin, Lamaisa, it's not because there's Ratzin Hatay if you want it to come. I understand here's a little bit different. He's coming to Bezdin to say our God, but the nice, whatever reason that they had, I'm saying the guy got locked out of Bezdin, Achmein. So they kind of locked him out. I mean, I'm sure it's Hadin. Al Kopanim, you have the Edom over here, Afin Zayt, they're ready to roll, and you're stopping them, so Achmein. As Ritva says, Mishur Sadin, that was going, either. Or Sosalane, or Maisa. So that would be the beer in the Marsha. I don't know why the Marsha, the Marsha, why it's so posh to them. You know, it's like they're, you know, it's Fakarat. I mean, you know, they don't say it's Nista from Rashi Lael. Right? They don't say Rashi Lael is before, not like that. Mamish Misvar, posh with them. Mamish compelled to be either changed to the Girsa. For it to be matzchad lashon, and don't say, okay, you know, just because you know winter, or Rabbi Zakim thinks it's mustafa. You know, the Rishonim over here are mafurish. The Rishonim over here are mafurish. Taisis and Rashba, Achmein, the taka. It's like that once menchala ma'ala comes, and they don't come or not. Just like a little tzarachin gadol, I think, on the achrayim, tilu. Okay, I'm saying finding a ritva, it's not mishana. It's not mishana that, you know, doesn't make it that it can't be like, you know. So the kids said, there are two mahalchim takin the rishainim. You know, there is takin ritva that makes it a little bit easier than the maram and the masha. The Rashi and Dafe, Pashtus is mashma like that. You know, interesting.
Well,
masha. Yeah. But it's interesting, the Marshan Maram, Kilo Tanema Mi Pashto, you know, it's not coming from that.
The Rashi where?
This Rashi over here, Adam
Ben
Cho. We could argue about it, you know, I'm not saying in Muchach, the Mashma'ut is like that. The Maestro, just Zacharia, like he had a kash and Chesan, Zachmein. He wanted to know that if Daf could be, forgot it. And if it will only be taku when the Edom come, so why in the Galut Pashut they have to nem on, the Pashut have to have Kedusha Achas? Well, why are we asking the Beya? Right? You go to your rabbi, right? Then you say, okay, Zakum hit it, we want to have a Spanish omelet, right? It was born yesterday, the Shalit is Memeg Memegnish. So what's the din? Memegnish. Valtaka in the Galut, you have to nemon the possibility that the Eretz Yisrael they came from Maila, right? And then it would be Taka Kedusha Achas. So the Maila says this is the Chaya Es. This is the Garz Fekseka, Pasha Fekseka. Maybe they came Pasha Techmein, you know, Ba'ayin Hayom Gadol. And even if they didn't Techmein, maybe they came after the Melech Maila. I mean, if it's minchul amayla lahalon, like a valve, right? But it's only during that tkufa. So maybe they came, you know, laman aleph, then come in all and laman. If they came on laman, maybe they came before mincha lamayla. So why taka do we ask her? We ask the beya. It should be a tzekseka. Involved the Rosh Hashanah here, but tzekseka. I don't know. Another Rashi would be in town. It could be a tzachterut. I don't know. But the ma'isa just to throw out into the mix over here. That Rabbi Schwartz is a question. Well.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a classic sexake. If any sexake, it's sexake. It's sexake. It's sexake. You know. Okay. This is important. Nakuda. This is a pashut nakuda, but it's good to speak out. I mean, it's not so pashut. I'm saying the In Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara is before, we pass them like Rav. Okay, so you have Shtei Kedushayit. That's the name. You have Shtei Kedushayit. And Haga from Shtei Kedushayit, from Safik. Rosh Hashanah has a Chumrah. Okay, just, Pasha, what is the nature of that Chumrah? How does the shtal zechayit? How does it manifest itself? So the chura dav zayin nishmer zenukuda. The chura, this is nishmer. In other words, let's say that you'll learn. We could discuss that zenukuda gam in Pesach. Second day of Pesach. What exactly the echos of that second day is? Is it only a minig? Or maybe Shalchu Mitam Episkabitin, it gave it more teeth, it's like a takana. Okay, we can discuss that. We should discuss that. But then look at the Acharek. What I want to discuss is the Chaymer of Rosh Hashanah vis-a-vis Yontif. Whatever Yontif is, okay, what is Nitaisif to Rosh Hashanah? Okay, so let's just take the side of it. It's a minig, right? We know what it is, but Lamaisa. Don't be such a kunstmacher. We know you're smart. But lemaisa is kedai to unhalten the minhag from the tata. Okay? So what happens by Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, the gmei takana that mekabel nishte, mekabel zayin nishte, the eidim minuchim l'mayla. There's a l'chura, Rabbi Bratsky, tell me if it's wrong. And say, l'gabe, the minig, the echos, the chaim of the minig, it's ganesh kibitin. Narvaz, the whole minig changed. the whole yantif. What's yantif? You have to kilu mach nishvisnizik. Don't be so smart, right? Conduct yourself like your zaydin did. So he was masapik, you're masapik. You know, his snafik didn't preclude him to eat the bayon in Sheni because the man of Shach. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you also have to do that. What happens in Rosh Hashanah? It's just your grandfather, Echmen. He also had to account for the possibility, right? Nishnar was it lam or lam and aleph? Well, he also had to account for the possibility that was menachal amayla. So he had to conduct himself with the possibility he couldn't eat the Spanish almond because it's shayach with the edim akikumen in Yerushalayim. Right, Nachman Chaman, it was Chedusha Achas Mela. You're doing the same thing, but Aidei Aminig. Rabbi Bratsky, you mask him?
Okay.
You're not sure? Rabbi Zakum?
No, I definitely hear that side. I mean,
you hear that side?
I'm not discussing that. That's not the nature of the Shaila. The Shaila is Rosh Hashanah versus Yontif, not what Yontif is. Well, do the same thing in Yontif the other way. The point is not what Yontif is. The point is that what is Rosh Hashanah
B'siachiv to Yantif. What is that being Maitsev? It's, I mean, Yantif is not like you said that. Okay, so the conversation remains the same.
Okay.
Right? Understand what I'm saying? Right? The point over here is that Rosh Hashanah is just introducing the possibility of Kiddush Achas, but
right.
It's not changing. You want to say it's more than a Midigan Yantif. It's a Takana. So let's have to say it. But Rosh Hashanah is the Takana to keep the Minig and to
right.
account for that possibility.
Fine.
That's the point over here.
Okay.
You're asking? How did you learn? You guys seem like ambivalent about this. I mean, you were neutral. You have a different side?
No, well, that's why I wasn't sure what you're coming to move on.
You think it's Pashut?
Well,
you're saying?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm just not picking up on let's keep talking. Then
you have to bevarn something? You're saying Pashut. I'm saying, I also think it's Pashut.
Okay, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we said this. We said this star. You know, we pointed this out. We did point this out. Lemaisa, there's a Rantak and Sukkah. Very interesting to Shmuz. So first of all, there's a whole Shmuz over there about making a bracha on the minig or not. So the Gemara's before that the minig and the came bracha. So the Shmuz is so Yesh Shemratzul Leimar that then a halal nachnush came bracha and mishchaydash. It's to do with the kamachloike, right? So Rabbeinu Tam is his matche l'raya, and he says no, that's because that's a minhag geruah. And he doesn't use that lashon geruah. He says a tilto ba'alma. I don't know why, like a tilto is like less than a minhag, but halal, that's a minhag. You know, there's a minhag and then there's a minhag. And he brings a raya from Enter Shin in Goliath, right? Mach kiddush, comes to shul, right? The zak shmona esrei. The Nach Brachis and Yantav Sheni. So, right there, you see that Rabbeinu Tam holds that this is the Minig. That's Maramachim number one. Okay? And Taisus comes and is Madcha, the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says there's no Raya from Yantav Sheni because you don't see the Tzivan. And the whole problem why you don't say. In Rabbeinu Tam, we're not like that. In Rabbeinu Tam, it's mavur that you don't say a bracha in a minute because minhagim are not chashuv to be kaveh a bracha. But Tesis says, no, the reason you don't say brachas is because you can't say vitzivanu on a minig. And lemaisa, when you make kiddush, in yantif, there's no vitzivanu. There's no vitzivanu. You're making kiddush, you're davening shmona esrei. So there's no problem. Okay? I see a Shafer, Taisa says. This is different because, like the Gemara's Mavur over there, it's different. It's Chamiri and Takanta. Roshan is Taisa over there. The Taka Taisa says, Taisa Mamish Shantar trap, right? You see Fakir, you see from Taisa, Taka the Ran Taka asks. The Ran Taka asks, and he says, like we do, like a Chamid. But there's no difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tov, this prat. But you see Tati and Taisvis, which once in a while is Bavarni, you know, that Lamaisa, the fact that there's a Kedusha Achas, okay, I don't want to say too much, I'm going to say with Mavur, that the Kedusha Achas aspect of Rosh Hashanah Fakir, it gives it more of an echot pashal chaimer. That's in talk Mishnah that you're counting for that possibility, but somehow that defines it as more of a more than a, until now it's a minig, right? He's going with Taisus that's a minig, right? You're keeping it because you're there to keep it, and shalchum itam. Keep it just like your tata did. Minig. Yeah? But Lamaisa, since you're counting for that possibility, your Zayda was accounting for that possibility of Kedusha Achas, so that somehow injects the Yontif, the second day, with more than a characteristic of a Minig. It's Archean, I'm saying, but that's what's Mavur from that taste of it.
I mean,
Mamela, Mekanish Ben Araya Pashad, that Mamach the Bracha of a minig, because it's taka maitzi from a gather of a minig. It's maitzi from a gather of a minig. The Ran, incidentally, Magabe, the second Nakuda, goes on, everything is Achmed the Gans of Hanacha from the Mishainim over there. And he says the Gans of Shmuz isn't Nageya. Besides asking on his Tosfos that makes Rosh Hashanah different, he doesn't know what they're talking about. That was in the Kudah that we said, so exactly we ma'id Samachtanu to see that corroborate in Iran. We also didn't think that there was something to Bavar, and I mean, we just spoke it out. I mean, we didn't know why it wouldn't be like that. We didn't think anybody, we weren't anticipating anybody to say differently than that. Okay, but Lamaisa, somebody did say, different than that, and Iran Taka asked. But Lagabi, the Etzem Geder of Yom Tov Sheni, the Ran Taka says that Shalchum Itam Taka, it's Gebid and changed it from Taka Minik to Takanta. Mainly, there's no Shmuz at all. I think that's the Gans Rai from Rabbi Natam. There's two Shmuzin over there.
We're not talking about any Yom Tov Sheni, right?
Yeah, there's two Shmuzin.
Right,
Rabbi Natam is talking about Yom Tov.
Right.
And he brings the Rai from the fact that Mik Brachos and Yom Tov. And that the Ran ultimately just rejects the whole Rai out of hand because it's not a minig, it's a takanta.
Right.
And then there's a back and forth between Taiz and Bein Atam. If you have a Rai, you don't have a Rai because you're not making Vitzivanu, Tekir Shefer is different. And that as well is Nagia Shmuz in the Ran. That you see from Taiz this that says that Rosh Hashanah is different, even though Yantiv is a minig, Rosh Hashanah is not a minig, it's more than a minig. That's
really?
Something that's very interesting. That's what we bavarn, and the taka the Ran Taka asks then as well.
I mean, there's a much more in the Rashba. I think we found in the Iri earlier, the Kaddishay, that Rosh Hashanah, any kind of Kippur day, it's like not maybe, it's like it's Kedusha Achas.
I know. What? What do you mean? What?
Meaning.
It's Kedusha Achas. The question is. Why?
Meaning,
what's the chaim of that kedusha achas? Is it a minig? You have to pick your thing. Is it a minig or a takana?
Chazal that when you have 2 days, that the takana of before Rishon Zaka, the takana was when you have 2 days, it's vada.
Okay, but now we're very of course.
But it doesn't matter.
Now we're very smart.
That's the whole part of Rava. That even
there's no 2 days anymore. We're very smart. We know kaviyah diarcha.
Right, but that's the whole part of Rava, that Lamaisa, we still, anytime we still keep 2 days, that he didn't uproot that aspect of the Takana to keep 2 days.
That's an extra trial, that's
an extra
trial, we know it's actually 2 days.
So anytime, anywhere, people keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's always a good
Rava's process. Talking about when it was done, that's when it was done. When they came, L'mincha L'mayla, there's no bearing on this.
So we saw in the Rashba.
Rava's not better than we're talking about the times of Yochum and Zakkai. Rava's not more chamer than the times of Yochum and Zakkai, but before you repealed it. We're talking about now that we know when there's no Eidim coming. It's not done al pi ri'iyah. We know Rosh Hashanah is the we have our Tolchinsky home calendars. We know
right.
It's on. We know it's Aleph Tishrei now, Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
The
Rashba, we had this discussion of basically what we would have came out with, what we would have assumed after Dalam and Bees, and what we kind of came out with after this Rashba and Ham and Bees, but that we would have said, and this is why I wasn't sure what you were learning, more diagnostic points, but I think it might be,
yeah.
That we would have said that Minagam Sinibia Biadenu means just copy them, just carbon copy whatever they did, and let's do that.
Right.
But
right, very reasonable.
The Rashba on Ham and Bees says that even though the din of Rava is not a raya for Bnei Eretz Yisrael Chutz L'Beis Avad to keep 2 days, but since it's mistaber that we would have Xeris Shmad in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, so they'll also keep the 2 days, and that'll be
okay,
it.
Okay, the yeah, the kilo nichlal, the stuff on the wrist.
But he's not saying mitam the wrist.
I understand.
But,
yeah.
But the important point is though that that's not copying what they would have done because they didn't have such a thing. They never had a yom tov rishon of Rosh Hashanah morning, which in which you know that today is yom tov, in which you would have a shnei yom tovim. that we have extended the takana of minchul mala because of this gzeir shman. But basically, what we're doing, we're not just copying them. We're applying their rules.
Yeah, but minchul mala in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was nikva.
Right, so they would. So the takana was to keep it like Yom Arichta, because maybe they didn't come in minchul mala, and when that happened, so then the 2 days were kushacha.
Yeah. So.
I'm saying
but that wasn't done before.
What?
That wasn't done yesteryear. Then on Haga.
No. Yeah, it was.
It was
but,
okay. Yeah.
But that never extended to a case when we know that the Edom came before. Kviya the Yarta says the Rashba. Now we know the Edom came in the morning. They came as soon as Yom Tov started.
Yeah, but
the Zaydas
didn't know.
What?
The Zaydas didn't know.
Yeah, but there's.
When if you lived in Akko, you didn't know when they came. So your Zayda kept 2 days of Rosh Hashanah with the Chaim of Kedushachas, no?
If the Shluchim would have gotten there, then you wouldn't have.
It was Chos L'Tchom. It was Chos L'Tchom in Rosh Hashanah. There was
right.
No traveling.
So that's not Batsim.
It was an Iyadiyah.
What?
What do you mean a Batsim? They were Masupis. They didn't know.
They didn't know because that was the Mikra. But there was nothing that said that Shluchim aren't allowed to get here. You would have had a shade that you could have sent, which is a Gemara.
What's the
a Gemara like that.
What's that in Chassar Tzui? What's that Tzui? The Maisa, the Zayd is the Maisa in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Beis Havad. The Maisa gefeared 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Kedushachas. The Rashba saying, so, Shalchum Itam, Yizar B'vinag HaVisechem. Just like in the Galut.
Even when their rules,
you're trying to
inspire
what?
I'm just trying to show that even when their Matthias would not have covered this case, that we're applying their rules to our Matthias. So we're not Minagam Sina Viadinu means copy their rules, not copy their actions.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'll discuss it. I'm not sure exactly what we need to say. When we're in the Kuda,
fine.
Yeah.
Basically, we came at it that any time you keep 2 days, the takana rishona was to keep it with Dusha Achas. So nowadays, even though we're only keeping 2 days, mitam minigam mitam shmat.
Any time
you keep 2 days,
the
takana rishona, be the Rashba and Rashi, was to keep it with Kedusha Achas.
When they come, when the Edom come in Menachem Maila.
Right, but even. Okay, I have to think about it, whatever. Say your last.
How's it like getting a new chumrah once now?
You're just doing what the minute.
No, we had a whole mahalach that.
Okay, so explain to me.
So we have a hate attempt to keep 2 days, even though it's because of Shema. Lamaisa is Bisha Achas. That's the original Takana Mishana. 2 days
but
always.
Stay there. The question is not why should you keep Kedusha Achas? That's not being debated over here. The question is what chumrah is that? If on Yantif it was a chaymer of a minig, then Rosh Hashanah shouldn't be more than a chaymer of a minig. And if it was a takanta, like the Ran says, so on Rosh Hashanah it's the same takanta. That's a shayla. Not if you're keeping Kedusha Achaz.
Rosh Hashanah should really not be any different than any other Yantif. That's what you're...
Lagabi the chaymer. Lagabi Kedusha Achaz, yeah, but more than that, no. On Yantif, you're not going to get Makus Mardus because it's a minig.
Right.
Rosh Hashanah, you get a Makus Mardus because it's the Rabbanon? Where does that come? How does that happen?
Right.
That's the trial over here. How does Yantif forget about
Kedusha
Achas, that Avad is the factor that you have in Rosh Hashanah, you don't have by Yantif. The question is the other factors. What's compelling you to keep this day,
the
minute,
day,
the whatever it is, that's the same, that's identical what it was in Rosh Hashanah to Yantif. That's the chur it should be. That's the way it should be. I mean, that taisus over there, you know, Daka says not. So in fact, on Yantif it's a minig, and Rosh Hashanah it's a takanta, it's chamiri, it's like a takanta. I mean, I'm saying, Zav Tzarchin, Taka Zeran Taka asks from him. I'm saying, Taka Tzarchin, how that, you know, introduction of the possibility, you know, that when it was 2 days, it would be a Kedusha Achasik a day, which changes the Echos and the Chaim of the day itself. That's something that you, you know, we all agree, the Chur, it shouldn't be like this. This one more part, the Maisa, the Machalikus Yishayinu, the Maisa. Yeah, it's on Daki Maisha, you know, by the Pesim Life, which the Chur, it's on when you keep one day, the Maisa, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, yeah? So you want to cook on the first day, you want to cook for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Chur Memeg, right? Because it's like Yom HaMechta. If it's 2 days, okay, it's a, in 2 days could be a Chumrah. Normally, so could you cook on one day of Hashanah? The Maisa is Machlokas Yishayinim, and Parchet, Lachet, by Irvin. It has to be Nishar. The Rambam holds the Chura that it's Kedusha Achas, even Lekula. And the Maisa says, no, it's only say Kedusha Achas, you only say Kedusha Achas. Lechum, it's a very important idea and halachic implication. And just in Rashi, Dach Lechmir. That Rashi says the Sachmol Am Chok Avohu Nuzchamim Ma'isah Chamim says I feel B'lai Tzavah Hu Lechichad Yayma Richa Shavinu. I have to find it exactly now, but Rashi says that Hechmiram Aleihem Ki Yayma Richda. Lashon of Rashi over here is Ve'tilam Aleihem Kechaymer Yayma Aruch. Chaimer Yaimaroch. And then says, Epitom Hashmoid, Chaimer Yaimaroch.
And that would go.
You know, that, I don't know if it's Mukach, and then from the Maif of Pilei, but the Chumrah, it's like the Chaimer of Yaimaroch. But not like, Luch doesn't need Luchum, but Baal Kofan, Yeshe is the Mashmoot and Rashi, like that Mahaloch, that the Yaimaroch says, is only the Chumrah, and not the Kula.
I mean, the way you learned Rava, wasn't that part of the original Takana to keep 2 days?
What point are we addressing? The last point or the point that we talked about?
You want this on record? I don't know how to stop it either.
All right, Red Center versus Yontif.
So the last
point was just, where do we see that it should only be Kisayim or not Lakula? Is that the